Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Junkie Summer Dress Party, just a bit more than 2 weeks away. It's Saturday, August 26th, starting at 4 p.m. at Whitlow's on Wilson. Whitlow's offers something for everyone, from the rooftop tiki bar and half-price burgers to Sunday brunch. Details at thefandc.com/summer. That is coming up in 15 days. We hope to see you there. We are looking forward to it.
It's bizarre. I'm looking at my calendar. I literally have nothing on Saturday and Sunday written in there.
The Junkies preview is light.
It must be light. Must be.
Tell you mine is uber
gotta
light.
Gotta be a mistake.
I don't know.
I can't remember last time I've had something
like
that.
Maybe you just got a free weekend.
That's silly.
It's wide open.
That just means my wife will want to like clean out the house or something. We had to go to the dump the other day, and it was like 7:45. The dump was closing at 8. We barely were going to make it. And I was like, she just wanted to take like an old flat screen that had been laying around right. And like a couple computers. And I was like, this is like rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. This is not gonna really make a difference. But
right.
She really wanted to go, so we went and we did it. And you know what? She felt a lot better. So it was worth it.
It is liberating to get rid of stuff that you just don't want, to just throw it into that big giant dumpster, and then you pull out your car has nothing in it.
Right?
You're like, I'm forever done with those items.
We got rid of one other thing. We still had, and you guys are going to Joan, and I know how JP is. He would have gotten rid of this 10 years ago. We still have an old, like, armoire thing, right? With the bookshelves on each side.
Right.
That houses those old school TVs, like an old horse camp TV.
Right, like old bubble TV.
It was a tube TV, HD TV, but it hasn't been plugged in, and it's on the side of the wall. There's not even a TV outlet there. We just use it to put pictures in it and all that stuff.
Right.
It's fine.
But it's behind a cabinet. Right? But it was bugging my wife that TV was still in there. And my argument was, because I didn't want to get off the couch.
Right.
My argument was, that's not going to do anything. It's behind a cabinet door. What's the difference
right.
if we get rid of that TV right now?
You mean you close the door?
Yeah, the doors are closed. Like, nobody would know there's an old TV in there.
Right.
But if
she wants to put other stuff in there.
She didn't want to put anything in there. She wanted that
she
thing
wants
gone.
It out.
She wanted that thing.
The TV or the whole armoire?
No, that TV, which, by the way, is 1,000 pounds.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Those old TVs
are so heavy.
They're all front heavy.
Yeah.
And I was like, you're going to kill me. You're literally going to kill me getting rid of this thing. I finally got Steven and I. We somehow managed to lug it up there. It was liberating to get rid of that. I will say
when
that.
When you hear that crashing sound, especially if the dumpster's empty, and you hear like glass shattering.
That was a good feeling.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I don't have 100 TVs in my house. I have one that's, you know, relatively new. I think I bought it when I moved into this place. It's 2 years old, smart TV. And I didn't even notice this, but the other two TVs, one in our master bedroom, the other one in Kelsey's bedroom, they were TVs that I bought in 2009 or 2010.
Dinosaurs.
They're not smart. You can't do Netflix.
No, they're
on
dumb.
Them.
You have dumb TVs.
Yeah, so
you have
if you
AWOT
watch
TVs.
Something on Netflix downstairs, you can't make the move to upstairs to continue watching it because you've moved to a dumb TV.
Yes.
And I didn't even think they're Samsungs. They're pretty nice flat screen TVs, but they just were probably bought right before kind of Netflix became popular.
Well, I know you won't do this, but you could easily remedy that by getting like a Chromecast and then beaming it from
like for
your
20
computer
bucks.
Right to the TV.
Your computer, your TV can be smart for $20, maybe $10.
You could undumb your TV for $30.
Yeah.
But you're a little bit of a squeaker, so you probably won't.
Yeah, probably not going to do that. I probably will replace those TVs. I mean, not necessarily this year, but eventually. I mean, TVs are butt cheap.
They are cheap.
Let me ask you this.
I don't have the space for, you know, these big 70-inchers, which are still, you know, expensive. But if you get, you know, 40-inch, you can get one for like $200.
What do you guys do to get rid of your like your old desktops and your lap? Do you guys just throw them away?
Yes.
Yes.
You don't take out the hard drives or anything? Because I won't let my wife throw them away. I'm like,
What are people going to steal from me?
Your information, Recky?
What information?
Your whole life.
Your whole
they
identity.
My information.
Yeah, everything.
Nobody wants my information.
They don't know
it's
you.
They do.
They don't know it's you. They just go in there and dig for those
smash
things.
Smash it with a baseball bat.
My problem is I keep telling my wife, you can't do it unless you take out the hard drives. And she and I really don't. I could do it on the desktop.
Yeah.
But the laptop, I don't think I really know how to do that.
Do you shred paperwork? My mom constantly lectures me to shred, my credit card statements.
You don't have a shredder?
Here's my shredder.
Yeah.
Well, really, but I don't even
that would
do
take
that.
All
you don't have, so, you just, so the answer
who's
is
digging
you don't
through my trash.
It's not it's
people
not
do
you.
It.
It's just that
chances are
it's
not going to happen to
I'm
you. But people
the dice
do it.
On people not digging through my trash.
I
get my
think the computer
number.
Thing is a real thing. I think there are guys that prey on that.
I've
stuff.
Already had my identity stolen once.
It was a pain, wasn't it?
Pain
getting
in the Bozak. Oh yeah, I've had my identity stolen.
It's not
things
fun.
Happen.
It's not fun.
But it's not from somebody going into my garbage.
They may not go into your garbage, but they may go through a bunch of old. Like you drop it off at the dump. By some guy over there going through all the hard drives.
What are they
going
to get on my computer? Old junkies outlines? There's nothing on it.
They're going to get links to all your accounts.
Hey, you ever do online banking?
You can print all of those out.
You never bought anything online.
Make a mint.
You don't have any credit card information online. You don't have any bank account stuff.
They would need the password.
Your piddly little account, that little money's going to all be in their account.
They would need the password, right?
They know how to do all that stuff.
All right, well,
I
they can
do
it without
it.
Using
hackers.
Computer.
I'm going to be so bitter when a Russian
they hack
hacker...
in without getting the one at the dump.
When a Russian hacker breaks into my Sandy Spring Bank online account and I have 0 rubles left, I'm going to be so upset.
What's Bitcoin at, by the way?
I don't know.
Need a Bitcoin update.
Valdez can tell you. He's all over the cryptocurrency. All
right.
That's one of his latest sweats. That and Usher's a fatty girlfriend.
Wow. Since yesterday, Bitcoin's up $151.
Good Lord.
It's at $35.49.
Yeah, but that's nothing. It goes up and down.
I
like
I need it to dip back into the high 2000s so I can just grasp it a little bit more.
Because
I can't buy it now.
Cakes is going to have to see Dr. Bart at Sport and Spine because his neck hurts from looking up at Bitcoin.
I'll be sized. I'll lay down on the table, let him work on my neck.
I just have a vibe that the Bitcoin, it may blow up. I can't remember who it was who said it was going to go to 50,000.
Yeah.
It was somebody who's actually like
Cuban.
A billionaire.
It was Mark Cuban.
It was Mark Cuban, yeah.
But I just have a vibe it's going to be the way of the well, online
Cuban
poker.
Was crushing
no, I don't think it was
cryptocurrency.
Cuban. Yeah, it was somebody
Cuban
else.
Crushed
it wasn't Cuban. He was crushing
it. Was another
it.
Wackadoo. It wasn't Elon Musk. It was somebody.
Oh, the virus guy.
Oh, yeah, the McAfee dog.
Oh, yeah. That guy's he's on opioids.
Now, I have to be very careful about how I say this. He said he would perform a certain act upon
right.
himself.
Yeah, that's right.
If Bitcoin didn't get up to like 40 or 50K per Bitcoin.
Right. That was pretty
like
funny.
Within 3 years, I think.
Right.
And it's like quite an act he was talking about. You can right. think about it.
If you could do that. You got to, your boy should high five you.
You're flexible.
Absolutely.
You're flexible and you have some size.
Yeah,
to
but you know what? I'm okay. I'm okay personally with not being able to do that with myself.
Yeah, I go over to Sport and Spine.
You know what I'm saying? I'd be very conflicted with myself if I were able to do that act.
It just reminds me of something I told the PT doctor over at Sport and Spine. So they will manipulate my leg and like really put body weight and push it to get more bend. And it's within an inch of like touching my butt on the flexion, right?
Right.
And I told him, I was like, well, we could either keep working on it or I can just get a fatter ass because then I'll be done.
Right.
Mm. You're walking around better. I've been killing you publicly for how terrible your walk has been, and I just feel bad for you. But you're looking better.
I mean, we're 4.5 months in. I've had 2 surgeries, so.
Right, because they went in and they cleaned it up a little bit.
Took out some scar tissue.
Yeah, it's looking better.
Not 100%, but.
There was a period of about 2 months ago where I thought you might actually need a cane for the rest of your life. I'm not kidding.
Like I mean, you when I'm looking... 60, I'm guessing I'm going to probably have a knee replacement because I've had 5 total knee surgeries.
Mm. Oh, you
up.
Definitely will. I've had like four of my buddies have knee replacements in
already?
The last
really?
6 months.
Wow. How old are they? What's like around our ages? Or?
One guy's, well, our buddy Matt Rudo.
Mm-hmm. Rudo.
He's a 47.
Right.
He's got the goo-gook dragging his leg behind
He's
him.
He's had a knee issue for years. He finally decided to get it. Only 47 years old.
Some dragging.
Dude, I was playing golf with a guy. He had.
Now, he was in a bad car accident when he was in high school. But
I played golf with a guy who's younger than us, like in his early 40s. He had both hips replaced.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Mm. Is he a big fatty?
No.
I generally believe
he just had some sort of bad hips
or fatties.
No, he just had bad hips. But you know what? He's hitting a golf ball silly.
He's crushing
he
it.
He was walking kind of hurting.
He's got the hips working.
He was walking kind of hurting.
But he hits it well.
But he hits it silly.
Really? Yeah, that's his favorite tune.
Now, he had just had the surgery, so I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt. But he was out there. I mean, he was out there. He was getting after it.
I didn't know
it.
You played golf with Casey Martin. Good for him.
I didn't know that was your guy.
Hey, well, hopefully I'll be back in a few months, and we'll head on over to One Tree Hill and start using the basketball court, running some two-on-two after the show.
By the way,
have a hoops court there?
But
have you not been letting
yeah,
you
they
not,
do have
are
one
you not
there.
A listener of the show?
I didn't know they had a hoops court.
Well, he was
court.
On vacation.
Okay, but I think we maybe mentioned it this week.
Not by the
know,
way,
all
Valdez.
I know about One Tree Hill is that Valdez is looking for a high-powered telescope to look at
right.
sillies.
No, apparently there's a hoops court. The guy listens to the show. That's the
by the way,
manager,
Valdez,
he's invited us
we
to
were,
come over.
We were
it.
Offered a high-powered telescope.
Can you bring it in? We got to get one. That's a great
hold
bit.
On, we were?
Yeah, Michael Gilman from the Grooming Lounge said, yeah, I've got one. I don't know
that's
how to use
telescope?
It.
Oh, good.
They're nice.
What do you mean you know how to use it? You're supposed to put your eye through
yeah.
it.
I don't know. He says he don't know how to use it. So he's,
we're not looking for stars.
You know
we're
what
looking
I need for Michael?
He's willing to give it to us.
I need more of their best
okay, good.
Smell
we want it.
Body wash. That's what I need.
Have you checked
the black pepper?
Yeah, I come out smelling
powder,
like a
powder.
Pepper.
I have a couple of those.
The Peeping Tom laws in D.C.
Yeah, are you not allowed to do that? Is that against the law? You can do that.
Why? You can't do that.
No, you could look at if their windows are open. You're not doing anything wrong.
Yeah, but if they're carrying on having illicit sex, you can't just peer in on them.
You're not peering
that's
in.
That's their fault for not closing
yes.
the blinds.
I don't know. I you, think they're just exhibitionists.
No, a Peeping Tom law would be like if you did some rope and you rappelled down and you looked
in.
Yeah, if you're like Porky's.
I think if you're using a high-powered telescope from across the street, somebody might think differently about your.
No, because if you're a paparazzi, you're allowed to take photos of celebs in their house if it's through their window and you're
yes.
on a public property.
That is true.
I think we need a lawyer who's familiar with D.C. laws.
You can definitely
I tend
look
to
there.
Believe you'll be
I mean, you're
fine,
definitely peeping.
But there could
you're definitely
be
peeping.
A but law you're not a peeping Tom. You're just a peeping Valdez.
Just a peeping Matt?
You're just a peeping Matt.
That's it's a workaround?
Well, then here's how we eliminate the problem. You don't tell anybody you're going to do it.
Wow, all we're doing is broadcasting.
Well, it's hard when CSN sees my big dumb head
what
behind
are you
a telescope.
Doing?
No, it's not against the law.
You know what? We're not getting
no
a high powered telescope.
Do you realize if he
this
sees anything,
happening.
There are going to be eight guys running around. There's going to be a huddle
oh,
of people.
It would be the holy grail. We're going to make video. That would be YouTube. We'll get 6 billion hits.
In some states, it's definitely against the law
see?
To secretly view someone without their consent.
Some states.
See? Hold on. What do you mean secretly view them? If their
that
windows
would be
are
secretly
open,
viewing them,
their
they
windows
are, not aware.
Are open.
Without their consent. You don't have their consent.
Thank you.
Cakes
that's
is right.
That's what I said.
Of course I'm right. I don't believe it. I don't care what you read on Wikipedia.
Let's test it.
Yeah.
That video, just by the way, will get more hits than Despacito on YouTube.
And then we'll just blame it on Grant and Danny.
Right.
Yes, we can do that.
I'm butt-sized to do it. By the way, I told Healy that you wouldn't loan me the rangefinder.
What do you mean? I told you I'd give you
unless
give it
you.
You
were like holding me hostage. You know, some sort of like transaction
I want
fee.
A head cover.
I need. Can you give me a
or
leather,
a hat?
My three would.
No,
needs.
No. You said you wanted the leather
okay,
head cover.
Okay, aim all high.
Right. All right,
and take what's less.
So Tom said the wow. leather driver cover is $80.
Oh, well, then that's
all over it.
Yeah. He wanted me to get him an $80 head cover just so I could borrow his dumb rangefinder.
The $300 rangefinder.
That's fine. Tom said they have a bunch of them over at the clubhouse. I'll just borrow his. You get zippy.
Yeah, you're hoard.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Hope you shoot 90.
Yeah, all right. Well, 90. I'd just
90. You would take
love
that right now.
Size there.
Probably shoot 110.
You can. It's hard to hold the greens out there, man. They're fast.
Been talking about it for a couple days.
They're
rolling
they're
about
actually,
a 20.
They're actually intimidating. They're just butt intimidating.
I still get intimidated by water.
Yeah, so much water. Yeah, it's the worst. Sand traps.
Water.
Don't like those either.
If the water is like over $1.75, intimidating.
Yeah. Well, I just if it's close, just take extra. Just hit it way over.
Right. That's
way better to chip
that's
back.
What I tend to do.
Make sure you take out your pinnacle before you hit it over water.
Yeah. All right. Well, great Redskins calls. That game excited
nobody,
the fan base about as much as it excited
nobody
us.
Nobody cares about week 1 of the preseason.
Well, early on, people were getting overexcited. They were like,
Yeah, there's
Jay
a couple panicky guys
coach
out there. I know.
He can't call plays and do both at the same time.
It's just the haters.
Teams have been sloppy in training camp.
Yeah. I noticed when I went to camp that they weren't practicing well. They were dropping balls. I noticed it. I mean, come on.
Are they the only team that drops balls in training camp?
I don't know. I just get a kick out of it when a fan goes to training camp and they see things. They could see things that's going to happen.
I'm guessing they didn't look much different last year in training camp, and they went 8-7-1, and if their kicker made a few kicks, they would have had 10 wins.
Exactly. Nothing's really changed. But that's what scares me about the offensive line.
If they look like this in the next two preseason games, yeah, then you can start panicking a little bit.
All right, phone number is 800-636-1067. Don't want to miss Skippy, who always calls from the Fat Cave with his fatties. I think we're going to start talking some college football with him. He'll join us right around 9:45.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.